Hello, everybody. I see I am live. I'm not sure what happened there. I thought it hadn't gone through. Anyway, we have got tons of Jay-Z, Diddy news and other stuff coming up for you. I mean, Ron's just done his show. Absolute trooper, putting the hours in. Well, we have got many more hours coming today. So I'm just doing a 30-minute section right now of latest Diddy news, Jay-Z news. Let's correct that. I've been on Diddy for 2 months now. I'm so used to saying it. But what we've got is 50 Cent weighing in. We've got so many stories coming out. So many stories. And I'm going to show you what 50 Cent said. And then I'm going to run down some of the stories. And then Ron is coming back, actually, with Beverly. And they're doing a three-hour show about Beyonce, J-Lo, and the witches of Hollywood. I never said that. Oh, my goodness. All right, so... like I said, I've only got 30 minutes. So Ron's then got his three-hour show. I've got Tommy coming back for 2 hours to go over more Jay-Z Diddy news and to discuss whether Jay-Z is going to get criminally indicted and whether he's going to go to prison. But let me get going on this. I've got 30 minutes before the next show. Let's have a look. And I did send 10 books out. 10 audiobooks. We'll do another audiobook. If you stay tuned till the end of this video, there's going to be a chance to get a free audiobook out of my 17 books. Thanks everybody who emailed me from yesterday and got an audiobook. Right, here we go. And 50 Cent on Jay-Z.
There's an accusation about Jay-Z and Diddy and a teenager, 13-year-old teenager. Right. And we were speaking about just the statement.
Right.
The statement you were saying you felt like that was calculated.
That was that the statement is something from, you can tell it was written by a lawyer. Because there's a point where it kind of gets aggressive. He's like, he says, like, you're gonna find out like how I'll handle this. Mm-hmm. Like, and that's an attorney wanna be combative with another attorney. That's not like your publicist wouldn't say those
things.
All right, so I am not so sure about that, guys. When you read the statement from Jay-Z, and we were discussing it the other night, whether it was his lawyer who wrote that, whether it was Jay-Z who wrote that, having an emotional reaction, publicist. It seems to me like that was fired off by someone having an emotional reaction. Maybe they quickly ran it by a legal person, or they quickly ran it by a publicist, but it didn't seem professional enough to come from a lawyer, in my opinion. So put in the chat who you think it came from. We could categorize this. Number one, if you think it was Jay-Z having an emotional reaction. Number two, if you think it was from his lawyer. Number three, if you think it was from a publicist. Number four, if you think it was a collaboration of one, two, and three that fired this off in the heat of the moment. Because I think he wrote it and a lawyer went through and edited it. Well, he didn't edit very good, did he? Physics, psychics, bit of both, 444. I think the vast majority of people are putting ones in. Someone says he wrote it from his phone. Yeah. Yeah, ones. There's a few fours. Yeah, obviously, I don't know. If he's surrounded by yes men, which include his lawyers and his publicist, perhaps he just flashed it in front of them and said, this is what I want to do. It's my name on the line. I'm doing this. You can have some input. All right, let's continue what 50 Cent says.
This is on your... Yeah, it says, I don't know what's going on, but are we still going to have the Super Bowl? I'm just asking for a friend.
Yeah, I'm asking for Kendrick. You know, I'm just trying to figure out if we're still doing everything the way. Because, look, they will fall back, but they, like, the NFL, they won't necessarily be associated to that.
Right.
All right. How many of you think the NFL are going to drop Jay-Z? If you think the NFL are going to drop Jay-Z, put a one in the chat. If you think they're going to hold on, they're going to keep Jay-Z for the time being, put a two in the chat. Because, yeah, there's a one. There's a couple. There's quite a few ones. Yeah. I think, and I've said this the other night, that all of these big entities, corporations, billionaire deals he's done, they're having crisis meetings right now. And the value of their brands are deflating in front of their eyes. And they're coming up with various strategies to salvage what they can from this. Yes, damage control. Exactly. Someone's put in the chat. Crazy how there were typos. Exactly. A lawyer wouldn't have sent it with typos. Suspicious about the typos, definitely. And the story is going viral, yes. So the more viral it goes, the more reputational damage to these brands and deals. All right, let's continue with Jay-Z. 50 Cent on Jay-Z.
Why do you... Not insert yourself, but you're on top of every topic, right? Yeah.
I'm just watching. I'm participating. I'm being part of culture. I'm just telling my opinion.
Right. Look, because you're part of the culture.
Like I can't say anything now. I'm out of it. I'm going to Dre's studio and just sit with Dre a little.
Right.
And then maybe I stay out of trouble.
Nah.
All right. Yeah. Of course. Credit Big Boy TV. The full interview is on Big Boy TV's channel. So if you want to see the whole thing, go over there. He's got some fascinating interviews. Shout out to Big Boy TV. All right, let's remove that. And there are dozens of stories. I've got 25 minutes left before Beverly comes in with Ron. I think it's a three-hour broadcast going from 6:30 to 9:30. And then I'm coming back with Tommy Scoville. Or maybe it's a two-hour broadcast. Either way. We're in for an amazing night. All right, so the 50 Cent has been reported on here as leading a call for Jay-Z to lose the NFL Super Bowl deal amid the R-word allegation. He took a brutal swipe at Jay-Z, real name Sean Carter. In a fiery statement, Jay-Z furiously denied the allegations. We went over that, and I've reached out to Busby to come on. I have been named in the lawsuit, the countersuit from Jay-Z's people to Busby. Our interview with Busby has been named in it, and I've reached out to Busby, who Jay-Z is calling a deplorable human and an ambulance chaser in a cheap suit, to see if Busby will come on to do a part two. Yeah. So 50 Cent working on a tell-all Netflix docuseries has had a long-running feud with Carter after the perpetrated insults on some of the tracks in the late 90s. Carter was also accused by Jackson, aka 50 Cent, of trying to ban him from the 2022 Super Bowl halftime show, only to backtrack when Eminem threatened to pull out. Jay-Z and his Roc Nation company have helped produce the iconic music event for the NFL's end of season showpiece since 2020. And in light of the SA allegations, 50 Cent is now implying that Jay-Z should no longer be involved. Along with a famous meme that shows him laughing in a car before driving away, 50 wrote on Insta, "Okay, I don't know what's going on, but are we going to still have the Super Bowl? Halftime show, worried emoji. I'm just asking for a friend." Kendrick Lamar, who enjoys a partnership with Roc Nation, is currently scheduled to headline this season's Super Bowl halftime show in New Orleans. Can you imagine? They've got all this lined up. And if these allegations multiply, if Jay-Z's situation rapidly deteriorates, the amount of money that is at stake, the changes that are going to have to be made, Usher performed at the Super Bowl earlier this year, while other past shows have seen the likes of Rihanna, Dre, Snoop Dogg, and Beyonce put on spectacles. Jay-Z is, of course, vowing to clear his name after being hit by the civil lawsuit, which he is saying has been filed by Busby for personal gain. And it's a blackmail attempt, etc., etc. And we've already read out and gone over the statement. So let me move over to this. I had to take my pick of the most fascinating stories to cover because there's so many. We've got J-Lo caught up in Jay-Z R-word scandal as unearthed photo shows her arguing with Diddy on the night of the alleged R-word assault. Wow. And we have touched on this one previously before Jay-Z was added in the amended complaint. So, let's see. According to the suit, the third celebrity female was present. I'm going to do a poll, actually, and see if people think it's J-Lo, if people think it's Mary J., if people think it's Beyonce. There are a few of the names that have been cited. But apparently the third woman, the lawsuit is saying, was present in the room, watching as the men took their terms with the victim. Recently unearthed photos show J-Lo locked in a heated argument with Diddy. Diddy, that night. There is no suggestion that J-Lo is the mystery celebrity. We have to add that for legal reasons. Let me see if I can get this photo up to show you guys. Let's see. Ron's taught me how to do this now. Just put that in there. Yeah, done it. All right. It does look like stressful situations are arising upon this night for these people. What do you guys make of J-Lo's face? Wow. Does not look happy at all. They are going at it, aren't they? Yep. All right, let's get back to this one. So there's the photo. Diddy and J-Lo, supposedly they were dating from 99 to 2001, but supposedly he was in love with Kim Porter at the same time, in a relationship which is casting a long shadow over J-Lo to this day. The lawsuit, in which the victim is identified only as Jane Doe, was originally filed in October when we first went over it. And then the amended complaint came out on Sunday, naming Jay-Z as the second previous anonymous celeb to have allegedly R-worded Jane Doe while she was intoxicated, on substances, and alone. According to the lawsuit, defendant Sean Combs, along with his lifetime friend and collaborator Sean Carter, used substances and R-worded a 13-year-old at an after-party following the 2000 Video Music Awards. Meanwhile, another celeb stood by and watched as Combs and Carter took turns assaulting. And the third celebrity is identified as a female who the victim immediately recognized but has not been named. Yeah. All right, so I'm not going to go over that paperwork. I've already done that. Yeah, people are talking about who the chauffeur possibly could have been that was looking for someone fit for what Diddy was looking for. Diddy's evil web. And Jay-Z did issue a lengthy statement before the lawsuit was refiled with his name. His lawyers have received a blackmail attempt called a demand letter from a lawyer named Tony Busby. That came before all these fireworks. All right, let me get rid of that one. Another fascinating story today. Jay-Z's illegitimate son is slamming the rapper for denying getting his mom pregnant at age 16. Wow. So this has been reported here in the UK today by the Mail. And it states that a 31-year-old man who claims he is the illegitimate son of Jay-Z has been left heartbroken at the world-famous rapper's blistering response to accusations that he SA'd a 13-year-old girl. Yeah. Let me put me on the, as main screen. Okay, there we go. So the name of the son, the claimant, is Rymia, R-Y-M-I-R, Satterthwaite, S-A-T-T-E-R-T-H-W-A-I-T-E, who is fighting to prove that Carter is his biological father for a decade. Well, look, Rymia, I hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly. And if you are watching this, or if anyone of your friends is watching this, I'm giving you a shout out to come on and tell your story. We would love to have you on to tell your story. And his late mother, Wanda, claiming she was just 16 years old when she fell pregnant. So I wonder what state that was and what the statutory R-word laws were in that state. It is both heartbreaking and frustrating to see Mr. Carter respond to allegations with such deflections and attacks, the estranged son said, responding to Jay-Z's statement. Quote, "My late mother, Wanda, was just 16 years old when she became pregnant with me. And for years, I have sought clarity about my identity. This is not about greed or spectacle. It's about uncovering the truth and ensuring all parties are held accountable." Wow. I think I've heard of this young man before, and the fact that this was suppressed because if Jay-Z ever acknowledged it, there are statutory R-word laws in the state. This young man that you can see on the screen right now was conceived. So if this completely unravels, and it is the case that the statutory laws for our word, there's a whole new legal drama going to unfold right there. So there is the young man. And if he's watching, or if anyone who knows him is watching, please have him get in touch with us through the socials, because we would love to hear your story. Let's see what else he's added any. Yeah. So with Jay-Z saying his only heartbreak is for his family, what about this kid? Hey, what about this kid? So Rymia took aim at the statement, claiming if Carter values the ideals of honor and protecting children, then he should stop refusing to acknowledge his paternity. Totally. Wow. Well said. Despite my efforts, Mr. Carter has never once written a letter to me to address these claims, whether to deny or acknowledge paternity or to address why his attorneys committed this fraud. If Mr. Carter values the ideals of honor and protecting children, as he claims in his letter, he should step forward with transparency. But he continues to deflect and avoid. Wow. Wonder if Jaguar is in touch with this young man. I don't know, since we interviewed Jaguar two nights ago, she's come out and said a lot since on other channels. And she has made some serious allegations against Jay-Z. Criminal allegations. I hope Jagger was doing well, because this must be bringing all the trauma back up. And I know how these things can feel. Rhymey's mother, Wanda, alleges she had carnal relations with Jay-Z in 1992 when she was 16 and he was 22. At the time, she was in an on-again, off-again romance with a high school sweetheart, Robert Graves. The question of Rhymey's paternity did not turn into a legal tussle until 2010, 2 years after Carter married Beyoncé, when she requested that a Pennsylvania court make both men take a paternity test in order to determine who her son's real father was. Rhymey insists that Jay-Z's legal team has made endless attempts to subvert the legal system in order to avoid taking a test. It was found Robert had no biological relation. Wow. So the odds are it is Jay-Z. The case began with a pretrial in Camden County, New Jersey on August 13th, 2012. During the pretrial, Carter's attorney argued that Dr. Lily Coley, who was acting as Rhymey's legal guardian since his mother handed over custody in 2011, had no jurisdiction over his case because it was first filed by Wanda in Pennsylvania and therefore should be heard in the same state. The case was dismissed outright because Rhymey was over 18 at the time of the pretrial. And according to Pennsylvania state law, paternity must be established before a child reaches the age of adulthood. So basically, Jay-Z's legal team slow played the system. But the court ruled that the case should be tried under New Jersey law, which states that the age of parentage is 23. Jay-Z's legal team then argued that the rapper should be exempt from undergoing a DNA test in New Jersey because he did not live or own any property in the state. Excuse me. Sorry about that. Despite public records linking him to homes in Alpine and Newport. Poor Rhymey has lost every case he has brought, because he doesn't have a big, bad old legal team like Jay-Z. Look at this other picture of him here. Let me stop that one. He looks like such a nice young man, doesn't he? Such a well-meaning young man. In the chat, do you guys think, looking at him, that, put a one in the chat if you think Jay-Z is Rhymey's dad. Put a two in the chat if you do not think Jay-Z is Rhymey's dad. Looking at that photo there. Look at what Julia Vandel is going through. Madeleine McCann case. And Julia is coming back on Sunday. She's got some huge news. Rhymey is here, someone just said in the chat. Dispatch Menards. Are you Rhymey? Is that you, Rhymey? Because if it is, I'm going to put my email in the chat. And let's hear you tell your story, my man. Atwood.Sean @hotmail.co.uk. I'm going to put my email on the screen as well. People are nearly all saying ones. Oh, yeah, loads of ones, hardly any twos. Yeah, it's got to be 99% ones. Right, so if Rhymey is watching this or any one of his friends, That is my email address on the screen right now. Please come on the show and let's get your truth out there, because it sounds like you've been struggling for so many years. And if you've watched our interviews with Julia Vandel, she's trying to find out who she is. We've never ever said that she is Madeleine McCann, but we have said that she deserves to know who she is, and we will support her because she has the right to tell her story. And people who are trying to suppress her do not believe in freedom of speech. Everybody's got the right to tell their story. Wow. What a resemblance, eh? Yeah. So let's see what happens if we can get Rymer on. So continuing what he said to the Mail, I remain committed to seeking the truth and justice for myself, my mother, and all those who deserve answers and accountability. And then, of course, Jay-Z's denying everything. We've also got to add, there's a presumption of innocence for Jay-Z. He's not been convicted of anything. Neither did he been convicted of anything yet. But the Mail has done a story unearthing Jay-Z's dating history before Beyonce. And they've done a relationship timeline from 1999 to 2002. So this one's just come out claiming that Jay-Z was a serial dater who had not yet settled down with Beyonce. At the time, he was accused of R-wording. Beyonce is standing by him and has not publicly addressed the claims. And she's not named in the lawsuit, and there's no suggestion that she was involved in any way in the alleged attack. So Jay-Z was rumored to have been dating Aaliyah, who ended up dating the rapper's Rockefeller business partner, Damon Dame Dash, until she was unalived in 2001. I guess Jay was also trying to get at her as well, and I didn't know, Dash said in an interview last year. It never worked out for them, but we were both trying to get at her. Everyone was getting at her. Dash claimed that Jay-Z was obviously bitter that she did not welcome his advances. Yeah, he felt the way, Dash said of Jay-Z. He was sending her flowers. He was courting her. And there remains uncertainty over exactly when Beyonce and Jay-Z started dating. He told Vanity Fair they were just beginning to try to date each other when they appeared on the cover together in November 2001. She turned 20 on September 4, 2001, telling 17 magazine in 2008, I was 18 when we first met, 19 when we first started dating. They had a friendship for a year before, and resurfaced photos believed to be taken on the set of Destiny's Child's video for No 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 showed the rapper aged 28 with his future wife 2 months after she had turned 16. But there's no suggestion they had a relationship at that time. And then the singer told Oprah Winfrey in a 2013 interview she met Jay-Z in 2000 when she was 18 and he was 30. That's strange if they were on the set when she was 28 and 16 and he was 28. Quote, we were friends first for a year and a half before we went on a date. On the phone for a year and a half, and that foundation is so important in a relationship, she said. Sounds like someone's rewriting history. Just to have someone that you just like is so important, and someone that is honest. And they married on April 4th, 2008, 3 kids together. But before he became a family man, he was playing the field in the 80s. Was rumored to have had a brief tryst with Rosario Dawson. Kareen Steffens, known by her nickname Superhead, discussed her encounter with a carnal encounter with him in 2000. We only had one encounter that was beyond the friendship, Steffens told Vlad. You're around someone so much and there is this tension you want to, and you try it and it just doesn't. She said she realized the carnal relationship with Jay-Z just doesn't work, but they remained cool. She wrote about her encounters with various celebrities in a best-selling 2005 book, Confessions of a Video Vixen. Rapper Charlie Baltimore was another rumored former girlfriend when Jay-Z was linked to in the late 90s, possibly 2000. Baltimore dispelled rumors that Jay-Z allegedly stabbed another man over her. What? Right, rabbit hole. Let's be realistic, Baltimore said to Vlad. Do you really think that these men with great careers are running around stabbing people over me? That sounds insane. Oh, no, it doesn't. What did they say about Helen of Troy? The face that launched 1,000 ships? Men have battled over women for time immemorial. Pull the other one. All right, so what's going to happen now is Beverly's show is going to commence. It's a two-hour show, and then I think I'm coming on with Tommy. Let's have a look. Ron sent me a voice note, but I'm live. So I'm going to end now so they can begin the show. But my email address is on the screen. And if you'd like a free audio book, the first people who put yes, the first 10 people who put yes in the chat right now, and I can rewatch the chat and double check, folks. The first 10 people who put yes in the chat right now will get a free audiobook from me for Christmas. The yeses are coming in. Send me an email at the email address on the screen. There are 17 of my books on Amazon. Choose a book. It just can't be Sit Downs with Gangsters, and it can't be Life Lessons. Choose any of the others. And I'm hoping the people in Australia get theirs because the codes, it says they're America and the UK. But I think if you're in Australia, you go to audible.com and you can use the code over there. So, and you get it. Yeah. So, and if you are looking to buy Christmas presents, folks, and you do want to support what we're doing on this channel, the paperbacks are good investments for Christmas presents. So I appreciate all of your love and support, and tons of people have come in and said, yes, first 10, claim your prize, and we will get those out. Stay tuned for Ron and Beverly on The Witch.